I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Welcome to the Songwriter Connection, the podcast that delves deep into the art and heart of songwriting. Each week, we gather around the dining room table to uncover the stories behind the songs. We invite you to join us on a journey to the creative minds of the songwriters who shape the melodies of our lives. From Nashville, Tennessee, here's your host, Dave Lenihan.
We got a good one for you today. We really do. And I am looking forward to introduce you to our guest today. You know, I love the singers that also write their own songs. And that's the case with our artist songwriter today. You know what? You look at artists today and there's ones that just need one name, like Adele. I couldn't tell you her last name to save my life, you know? And people just know Reba as Reba and Taylor as Taylor, right? And there was Kenny and there was Whitney and there's a lot. But then the three name artists always intrigued me. Think about this. There's Billy Ray Cyrus, John Michael Montgomery, who we're going to talk a little bit about, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Billy Joe Armstrong, John Ford Coley. And it goes all the way back to like Jim Ed Brown, you know? And today we have a three name artist. So, you know, I always said you could tell the serious musicians in the rounds if they're wearing black or if they got three names, then watch out, these guys. And our guest today has three names. It's Jess Kelly Adams. How are you, Jess?
Hi, Dave. I'm so good. How are you?
You are good. You're so bubbly. Great smile, and she's got the best laugh. I love it.
You're right. Watch out for those three name artists.
You're like, right?
We just have big personalities. They just kind of hit in the face.
The personality is too big for just one or two names. You got to have three, right?
That's right.
Introduce your friend. We've got a guitar player with us, Zach. How are you?
Yes, Zach Reeder.
Zach Reeder.
That's right.
The lady doing my bathroom right now, her last name is Reeder.
Imagine that. Oh, what if you're related?
I wonder if you are.
Wild.
Crazy. It's a small world.
I know.
Sure hate to paint it, but it's a small world.
Yeah. So Zach, he's in my band. He plays keys, guitar. What else do you play?
It's mainly keys and guitar.
Mainly keys and guitar. Yeah. But man, like, he can pick anything up and he's always willing to do anything. He's band lead. Whatever I need, he's always there. So
the band leader. Well, how'd you guys meet and everything? No? You remember? Too far back?
I may have put an ad on Facebook saying like, hey, I need a guitar player.
That sounds right.
And then he reached out, looked him up on YouTube. I was like, he is killer. He actually almost didn't take the gig. And I was like, no, you are on this team.
We want you. We need you.
That's right.
And the rest is history.
Well, that's awesome. That's great. What do you call your band?
Just Jess Kelly Adams.
Jess Kelly Adams.
I play a lot of county fairs. And there is a county fair in Florida that says I need to call my band the Corn Dogs. But I still got to do a little more convincing on that. Yeah, Zach's shaking his head. No.
No, not the corn. We're not going to be the Corn Dogs. You know. Definitely not the game cornhole. Don't want to do that. Don't want to be the cornhole.
Yeah, that won't work. Yeah, that's don't do that. Work. Yeah.
Nope. You know what? On this podcast a lot, we talk about making your own genre and making your own way and defining your music, branding your music. And there's so many examples of that. I always go back to my friend Jamie Harris, who's punk and roll. And we interviewed not too long ago Natalie Price, who calls her music Americinda. Ooh. And there's Sunshine Story Pop. And there's a lot of you.
Yeah.
You, dear. You are grit with grace country.
That's right.
I love it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. Tell us how that came about.
Well, in 2020, you know, it was just a slow season, I feel, for everybody in this world. And it just gave me a lot of time to journal and really figure out, who do I want to be? What do I want to say as an artist?
To find that voice. Yeah.
It is. And, so, you know, I just thinking back on my life and, you know, the struggles that I went through, it's important to find the good and be proud of your past, no matter what it may be, because you are who you are today. So it's accepting and embracing the grittiness of life, mm-hmm. but also making sure that you see that light at the end of the tunnel. You're being compassionate, you're being kind and respectful, because we never know what somebody is going through. So
no, you never do.
When That's I step so on great. That stage, I hope people, what they take away from my songs is that they can push through that fire and come out on the other end stronger.
You're a very dynamic performer, and you just pull that crowd in. And I respect that about you. But you're also a very good songwriter.
Thank
very
you. Good songwriter. Thank you.
Tell me, since this is the songwriter connection, I like to focus in on the songwriting just a little bit. Mm-hmm. How old were you when it first decided that I want to write songs? Or was it I want to sing first and then writing songs because you like to sing and you want to write songs that you can sing?
Well, really, so my grandpa's from the Appalachian Mountains, Eastern Kentucky. And he raised me on all the mountain singers. Dolly, Loretta, Keith Whitley, the Judds, and just seeing the smile that it brought my grandpa, I wanted to do the same for him.
Wow.
And I just started singing around the house, and then one thing he had me do, he said, okay, Jess, I'll sit in my lazy boy chair, you go over on the couch, just close your eyes and imagine what, you know, listen to these songs and just imagine in your head, you know, what that story. And then I started saying, you know, I would love to make my own stories. I'd love to paint these pictures in people's heads.
I was going to say paint pictures. That's great.
Yeah.
So you started that at an early age.
An early age and just kept at it. And and I think my biggest struggle was I had so many different influences, so many different artists and songwriters inspire me that Dean Sams, you know, when we started working together for those. Dean Sams from Lone Star.
Yeah, great guy.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic guy. Yeah. He's like, Jess, I love what you're doing, but we really need to hone in on that message, on your sound. And so that's what we've been really working on for the past couple of years.
How long a couple of years been working with him?
Yep, 2 years. It'll be 2 years in September.
And you met at a show?
Yep, I opened for them in South Carolina. And then that promoter said, Jess, come open for them in New York. Mm-hmm. And I met Dean in South Carolina. I said, hey, I know you have meet and greets, but if you find the time, I'd love for you to catch my show. And he said, we'll see the timing of everything, but I would definitely love to try and work it out. And he did. But then it was in New York where we really got connected. And a few months later, we were in the studio writing The Baggage, which is out now.
So he saw something in you. He saw the talent.
I guess so. I don't know what I did to deserve Dean Sams, but I'm very grateful.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. You know, I want to go back to the record that was released before your current one, which we're going to talk about a little bit later on. Because the other thing we talk about is, you know, make it, if you are going to do a cover song, make it your own, you know, put yourself into it.
Yep.
And the approach to another three name artist, John Michael Montgomery, his first song, I think it was about 1992. I remember playing it on the radio back in the day. I know I'm aging myself, but Life's a Dance was a great song.
Yeah.
It was top five for him and it really launched his career.
Right.
Why did you and Dean choose that for you? And I love the way you put your touch on it, by the way. So tell me a little bit about that. We're going to play that song.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, as I'm approaching my 30s, I feel whatever you are in life, it's you can be fearful of the unknown. You can be fearful of what that next step might bring, the journey that we're on. And one thing I love so much about Life's a Dance, it's just about embracing the unknown and accepting what comes your way and knowing that no matter what happens, you you're moving forward. Gotcha. Whether you're learning, you know, you're learning a lesson, or you're you finally accomplished something you've been working so hard for towards. It's, you know, that's what Life's a Dance is about for me.
It really is. And so was this one of the songs your grandpa used to listen to?
Oh my gosh. Yeah? Like, yes, every country song you can think of, Grandpa was listening to.
Wow.
And John Michael Montgomery, he's from Kentucky.
Yeah, he is. Right around Lexington area, right?
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, definitely. If they're from Kentucky, Appalachian Mountains, like, my grandpa was so proud.
He was on it. A little different touch to the song. Let's give it a listen and then we'll talk about it. It's Life's a Dance by our guest today. It's Jess Kelly Adams. Sorry about that, Jess. You call me Davey if you want.
Davey!
I mess up your name, you mess up mine.
When I was 14, I was falling fast for a blue-eyed boy in my homeroom class. Trying to find the courage to ask him out was like trying to get old from a water spout. What he would have said, I can't say. I never did ask and he moved away. I learned something as a teenage girl. Sink or swim, you gotta.
Never heard it done that way. That is the Jess Kelly Adams way. It's Life's a Dance. And the song was written by Alan Shamblin and, if I remember correctly, Steve Seskin.
Yep.
Right?
Yep, that's right.
Great song. And again, I want to ask, is that how you always did that song? Was that your take on it? Or was it something you and Dean worked together?
Dean had shown me that arrangement that he had done. And
wow.
I was like, so where is that now? Like, has anybody cut it? What's going on? And then he's like, he looked at me like, do you want, or do
you like?
And I'm like, let's do it.
That's mine. Thank you. I'll take it. Right. Amazing. That's great. What a great song.
Thank you.
It's fantastic.
He, beginning of 2025, I'll be releasing Strawberry Wine, originally sung by Dina Carter, and the same thing happened.
Great.
Well, actually, with that one, we were at band rehearsal, and we were putting together, during the wintertime, I do showcases for different fairs and festivals, and they're normally like 20 minutes long. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, how do I have a dynamic show in just 20 minutes? And Dean was like, you need a ballad that just really pulls at people's heartstrings. And my bass player, Zach Goforth, says, how about Strawberry Wine?
Mm.
And then Dean made this arrangement to Strawberry Wine, and I was like, wow.
I bet you killed that song. That's awesome. Yeah, I'd love to hear that song.
Yeah.
So you're going to record that?
Yep, we recorded it. Once we get the final mix, I'll send it to you.
Awesome.
We'll release it beginning of 2025.
Who are your favorite people to write with these days?
Dean.
Of course,
Dean. Great songwriter. Lauren Macedi.
He's on a lot of these cuts right here.
Yeah.
Oh, another Ohio person, Lauren Macedi.
Lauren Macedi, Greg Barnhill.
Greg Barnhill.
I write
great.
A lot, yep. So I'm releasing a song in July. So right now it is scheduled for July. We'll see what happens with I mm-hmm. Was.
I Was is your current out there right now.
That's right.
The video is...
The video released, it released on July 5th.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so...
And we'll find that on YouTube everywhere?
That's right, YouTube and, anywhere. I'm working, I'm working with somebody to help get that out to the masses as well. And
it's good.
But I Was, like, this song, I just feel like it's so perfect for this time of season because it just really talks about finding the beauty and simplicity and being proud of your roots, being an American, knowing where you come from. And
perfect timing.
It is, right? Yeah. It's just sinking yourself into who we are, you know, and coming together too.
I like that. While you're singing that, I'll promo a song that I've written that's out there right now too, by Gina Powers is the artist's name. If you would go to there and listen to it, it's called The Great Divide. You know, just trying to pull us together again. I mean, we're all, you know, one of the lines in that song is she goes, you know, I passed the stripes and stars and it waves the same in Minnesota as it does in Arizona, you know, I mean, so... You know, so that's the messages that we need right now. So
that's right.
We're going to be sure to go to your YouTube page. You have your own YouTube page?
I do.
Okay.
YouTube, TikTok.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah. Jess Kelly Adams, and Kelly is spelled K-E-L-L-I-E.
I-E, okay.
I-E, and it tricks me up sometimes, too. Yeah. Like in Eastern Kentucky, they really, they spelled the way they pronounce stuff. So my great-grandpa, his name was Kelly, but, you know, sometimes they would spell it with an A, K-E-L-L-A, or, you know, there's so many different spellings because back then they just spelled things how they pronounced it.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Awesome. Now, did you hit that conscious? Was that conscious to go by the three names? Was that?
It was.
Yeah.
Because my great grandpa was named Kelly. My grandpa.
First or last name? First name was
his
Kelly?
His first name was Kelly Adams.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, his name was Kelly Adams, first name Kelly. And my grandpa thought a lot of him. He talked about him all the time and just the family history and everything.
That's cool.
And then I'm proud to be an Adams. So, my grandpa, he is like my grandma and grandpa. They are my number one. I'm their number one fan. They're my number one fan. And anytime I can incorporate them into what I'm doing, I do.
That's so great. Are they still with us?
My grandpa passed in 2020, but my grandma is, and we try really hard to get her to every show because when grandpa was here, they'd go out to California. They would travel anywhere to come see my show and eat a funnel cake.
The funnel cake queen. Here we go. Fairs and festivals, you got to love funnel cakes. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. I used to work at small town radio, and the fair was always a big deal. You had to go to the fair, and it was always so much fun.
Yeah.
There'd be great artists playing.
I know.
Yeah.
And I might be getting off a little bit here, but, you know, I play a lot of fairs still.
With big acts.
Yeah. But I hear a lot of fairs say, like, music doesn't draw. They're having a really hard, because there are now amphitheaters, there's casinos, there are so many different types of venues that people can go to now. And so one thing I would love to do one day is to, a way for me to give back to fairs is to keep music heavily involved. You know, I don't want them to get rid of music. You can't get rid of music at
fairs. You can't get rid of music. You cannot.
No.
There's no way.
So hopefully one day I can, any way I can, to help keep music incorporated in the fairs.
Dude, fairs without tractor pulls. It's crazy.
I know. Right? You have to have country music. You have to have tractor pulls. You have to have carnivals.
You have to have carnival rides. Right. You have to. You know, win a stuffed bear. We always had, it always seemed to rain at our fair, and we'd have muddy fields where the cars were parked, and you have to tow people out. But you know what? We didn't care. It was always a blast.
I love a good rainy day at a fair, because normally they would have me under the tent.
Yeah.
And so whenever it would rain, people would just run into the tent. I'm like, yeah, captive audience, let's go. Yeah.
Oh, that happened to me at a show one time at Riverbend in Cincinnati. It was a Brad Paisley show, and they invited a few songwriters in town to play in the Bluebird tent, you know. Ooh. And we're playing in the Bluebird tent, and there's like two people. And now it starts raining, and then it's packed, and we're like, yeah, we're rocking.
That's it.
We're rocking.
Man, we must be good.
We're good, man. They love us. We'll be signing autographs after the show.
That's it.
That's right. You've got such a great personality, and I bet it really shows on stage.
Oh.
Yeah.
I sure hope so.
How long have you been performing? When did it start for you?
17 years ago.
17.
I was 13 years old, playing a little tractor trailer bed in the midway of Seneca County Fair in Tiffin, Ohio.
In Tiffin, Ohio.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was my very first gig ever.
That was Lorain County, so we weren't all that far away.
No, we weren't.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was my very first gig, and the trailer bed was so small that really only the drums could fit on top, and so I was on the ground.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but I still play. I mean, this will be the first year I won't be playing that fair, because I'll be at the Delaware State Fair for 10 days.
Delaware State Fair?
Yeah.
Wow.
I am so pumped.
10 days?
10 days! We have a really packed schedule, all out, you know, on the East Coast, Maryland, Virginia, New Jersey, Delaware, South Carolina, Florida.
Awesome.
I'm really pumped. Ohio, we have a lot in Ohio too, of course. Yeah.
State Fair in Ohio? Yeah.
I did the State Fair. They don't normally book, you know, an act multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I've played the Ohio State Fair twice. And
awesome.
It's my home. Oh, wait.
Io. Buckeyes fan still?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
My mom went to OSU.
You did? Your mom's here.
Oh, yeah. Mom's here. Mom comes everywhere.
Awesome. I appreciate it. So good. I'm glad you're here. We should have a microphone on you so you can say, hey, you shout.
One time they asked her to, we were at a fair conference, and they were like, it's really hard for these entertainers to get up on stage and do what they do. And so they had somebody from the crowd come up and demonstrate, and they pulled mom up, and she goes, twinkle, twinkle. She's like, stop, you're embarrassing me.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
But you did it, you know. How about another song?
Let's do it.
And you had the single before this one. I don't know if this is the one you're going to do. Which one are you going to do?
We were going to do More Than Home.
Oh, you know, that's a great song. I'm glad you brought that one up, because I remember Sherry, your publicist, is mine as well. She asked me to listen to the song and give a little comment. And I love doing that. And that song just blew me away, because it was like, I didn't know your hometown. I didn't know at that time you were from Ohio and not too very far from where I grew up.
Mm.
But I thought, wow, I mean, I don't know this hometown, but yet I do. That's good writing. That's good imagery.
Thank you. And thank you for the quote.
Oh, you're welcome.
I appreciate it.
From the heart. And you wrote this with Dean?
Yep, wrote this with Dean. It was just him and me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
All right, let's do it.
Reed Love guitar. Let's hear it.
Yep.
Memories. Big dreams. I was a little girl wanting more. Two red lights, one stop sign. I was looking for an open door to get out of this town and find my way. Wasn't gonna listen to anyone or anything. Didn't need this place or anybody in it. Till I remembered that my first steps happened outside my grandpa's house, baptized in the creek where we swam in the summer. My first kiss was in my high school park.
such a cries. Cheered for my hometown, blue and gold, every Friday night. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, nothing lives in me more than you. Now I miss the old driving, driving back roads with my friends. Bonfires on weekends, I really wanna feel that again. I didn't need this place or anybody in it till I remembered that my first steps happened outside my grandpa's house, baptized in the creek where we swam in the summer. My first kiss was in my high school parking lot. I found love and a broken heart. I was taught to pray at the Church of Christ, cheered for my hometown, blue and gold, every Friday night. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, nothing lives in me more than you. Outside my grandpa's house, baptized in the creek where we swam in the summer. My first kiss was in my high school parking lot. I found love and a broken heart. I was taught to pray at the Church of Christ, cheered for my hometown, blue and gold, every Friday night. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, nothing lives in me more than you, more than home. Nothing lives in me more than home.
That's awesome. Where is that home? Where is
Thank
it?
You.
Where in Ohio?
Finley, Ohio is home for me. Yep.
Big
Hancock
Bend was from,
County.
Right? Yeah.
That's right. Okay. Wow, good job.
That just, and I love, in lesson in the song, we always go. I mean, you took something like my hometown and you personified it. Mm-hmm. You know, you're saying, see, you talk to home as you, mm-hmm. which is really a cool thing to do in a song. Yeah.
Thanks.
Very good idea.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, I like the song says, I couldn't wait to turn 18 and leave home.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I moved to Nashville, I realized that all the people, all the places, that's what made me who I am. And, and so home is who I am. Nashville is just where I'm able to spread those wings and
Isn't that
to
awesome?
Really sprout. Yeah.
This is home now, but that will always be home.
That will always be home.
Yeah. You know, the imagery is so great. I mean, it takes me back. I can remember, you know, just after the high school days, we'd go down by the Black River and we'd build a little bonfire. We'd have guitars and a cooler beer. And, you know, we just had a line in the water because catfish were biting at night, you know, and we'd be there all hours of the morning, you know, just singing and playing and hanging out.
Yeah.
You know? That's home, man. Yeah.
That's home.
Absolutely.
That's right.
The imagery is amazing.
Thanks.
First kiss in the parking lot, all that, you know. Awesome. That's very good. Congratulations on that song.
Thank you so much.
And you are a performer. We're not a video podcast as of yet. Maybe someday we will. We're looking at that. But the way that you're so animated, you know, you use your hands. Mm-hmm. And I bet on stage you're reaching out and grabbing that audience, loving them with a song, right?
Yep. That's what I lay it all on that stage after a show.
She
I'm
does.
Exhausted.
Exactly, Latessa. He's nodding up and down. Yeah,
it's really cool.
Where did you learn it? Just from doing it? Just
you know, I've watched Reba videos of Reba, Dolly, Miranda Lambert is another big favorite of mine.
Mm-hmm.
A new favorite of mine is Lainey Wilson. Her stage presence is
she's amazing,
untouchable.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
And so. I learned from that, and then right before I opened for Martina McBride, Dean said, Jess, you have great energy up on that stage, but now let's just kind of pull it in and just really have purpose with every single move that you do.
So he's more than just a producer. He is a talent coach. And he's
my
coaching,
best friend.
And your best friend.
He's my best friend.
That's awesome. Wow. Very good. That's good. And we're going to take a little break because we have to get some commercials in here. But don't go away. We're with Jess Kelly Adams, our guest on the Songwriter Connection. And there's more to come. We're trying to get another, at least one more live
Let's
around
do another
the dining
one.
Table.
Let's
Absolutely. You better believe it.
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the winter's bestseller pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to The Songwriter Connection with Dave Linehan. Find us on Facebook and YouTube at The Songwriter Connection Podcast. And find Dave at thedaveconnection.com. Now back to the show with your host, Dave Linehan.
Jess Kelly Adams is our guest. She has performed all around from Fort Loramie, Ohio. They've got a big country fest there every year to fairs all the way around. She's played with people like Martina and Ashley McBride, John Party, Lainey Wilson, Luke Combs, Neil McCoy, Nico Moon, Billy Ray Cyrus. This list is absolutely amazing. Holy smokes. And I think one of those days they're going to say, you know what? One time I sang with Jess Kelly Adams.
Oh, that would be a dream.
Yeah, wouldn't that be a dream? Huh?
I met Tracy Byrd recently.
You did?
I did, and he said, you know, Lainey Wilson used to open for me, but I think soon I'll be opening for her. And I'm like, wow, cool, like, to hear Tracy Byrd say that.
Things go around. You never know. Dream big and then get ready.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So tell me about your dreams right now. What's next for you?
Next, I'm just really excited to hit the road. Yeah. We've been doing a lot
on
of
the road
different.
Again. You got a little Willie in you. You like to be on the road.
I love to be on the road. It's my favorite. One of my all-time favorite things on the road is when we have to drive through the night. Mm. And we travel in a Sprinter van, and I just feel so blessed to have this Sprinter van.
Cool.
It has shades. Oh. I'm really proud of my shades. When the sun starts coming up, I lift that shade and the sun shines in and we're about to pull off on an exit to get some diesel. And we go to a Pilot. You walk in that Pilot, fresh Cinnabon.
Oh,
It's like going home to grandma's.
Oh, boy. Let me tell you. I drove up to Cleveland not too long ago. And I was like, I want to stop at a gas station that's got donuts or give me some Krispy Kremes or something. A Cinnabon would have been fantastic.
Pilot.
We have to go to Pilot.
Go to Pilot. And I think Loves, if you want a Krispy Kreme donut, I think that's Loves.
Yeah, Loves. We're going to get a...
I know my truck stops.
You know your truck stops. Have you been to a Buc-ee's?
I've been. The band won't let me skip it. They got to get their brisket sandwich.
We're getting a Buc-ee's between here and where I go in Ohio. Yeah. So we're so excited about that. Every time I go to Gatlinburg or play there,
I can't wait, there's
a Buc-ee's halfway, which is about, it's right about perfectly halfway.
I know.
And it's just, if you've never been, and this sounds like a commercial for Buc-ee's, they should sponsor this show.
Really should.
We'll send you a bill for that. I can't begin to tell you, there's hundreds of gas pumps for one. And inside is like it's so big. There's a super Walmart inside of Buc-ee's.
Yes,
okay?
That's a great way to describe it.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And sometimes they actually have the Buc-ee's mascot roaming around.
Right? Getting pictures and stuff?
Gotta get a picture. Although my other guitarist, George, he said he was going to send me a picture and never did. I was waiting for that picture.
George.
My other guitar player, we had to travel separately this last trip, and he's like, I'll send you a picture of me and Buc-ee. I never got that dang picture, George.
Well, you'll continue to drive separately then, that's right.
That's funny.
Yeah. Well, I want another song. But you know, I want to talk, and I don't know if this is one you got coming up, but I really loved your video on Hold On Me.
Thank you.
Which it was so cool. You've got this antique truck that you pull in. What is that?
I know, right? Like
was it a Chevy old Ford truck? Beautiful truck.
Thank you. That's a really good question. I've been told. Actually, Reader, you might know. What kind of truck was that?
It was an old Ford F-100.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Todd Johnson up in Kentucky. He has, is it Johnson's?
Johnson Motors? Or Johnson's
Garage,
I think.
Johnson's Garage. He drove that truck down to Tennessee, and he let me borrow it. He is such a sweet guy. That truck is beautiful. I get so many compliments on that. Blue Seal. He calls that truck Blue Seal.
Oh, good name for that truck.
I know.
So you pull into this racetrack, right?
Yep.
And the guy in a big truck pulls in next to you. And, hey, little lady, we'll see you inside.
That's it. Yeah.
You go, oh, I bet you will, because you're driving. You're racing.
I'm actually I'm actually a driver, and he has no idea.
Surprise.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually had to drive the race car in the video, didn't you?
Yeah, and I had such anxiety. I was shaking.
Oh, I can identify.
Yeah. Everybody was like, wow, she's nervous. I'm like, you bet your bottom dollar I'm nervous. I don't know about this.
You do all right?
I did. I thought I was going like 60 miles per hour.
Oh, I know.
I get out of the car and I'm like, I was going fast, huh? I'm impressing all these men.
Right.
They're like, Jess, you're going 10 miles per hour. I was going so slow, and I'm like, oh, I'm speeding. Yeah.
Like Ricky Bobby after the accident. Remember? He's
exactly.
Oh, my God. You know, I used to work for Lexus when I first came to Nashville, and they were putting out this new sports car, and they had us all go down to Atlanta Motor Speedway to test this car out on the track. And on the track at Atlanta Motor Speedway, and they had us with a professional driver, and he took us around in the car first, and he said to show us how to do it, really. I was never in a race car. I didn't know.
Yeah.
So we get up, next thing he's talking to me, and next thing you know, we're on the curve. You know what he called it, it arches up, you know.
Yes.
And I could reach out and touch the wall with my finger, I could put my finger up, and we're like right next to the wall, and I'm looking at him, like, and he's talking away. Oh, we get really high on the wall, and then we come down into the straightaway, and he's going on, and I'm all of a sudden, I feel that tunnel vision, you know, oh my God, I'm going to pass out. The G's were so strong.
Yeah.
And they go, hold it together, Dave. You can't pass. And so we get done, and he goes, good. Well, that's it. You ready? You get the car behind me, and just stay on my tail. Yeah, right.
Wow.
I was like you. I couldn't keep up with him, you know. And he's way up high on the wall, and I'm like, But it's fun.
It is fun, I was about to say. Did you have a good time?
I did. But the second or third time around, I'm like, yeah, I can do this.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Especially because the steering wheel, like, it goes left.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you have to, like, I don't know.
Yeah,
that was hard for me. I had to keep, like,
there's no power
getting
steering.
Used to it.
Yeah.
Right. So...
How cool, man. And it turned out to be a great video for a great song.
Thank you.
Tell us more about that song.
Fun.
Is that one you can play?
We can play that one.
Okay, good. Tell us about the writing of that song and the concept and the stories behind the song.
Hold on to me. It's just kind of an anthem of knowing what you need to be happy in any relationship, whether it's romantic, a friendship, whatever it may be, and not settling for anything less than that. And whether it's you or just reminding yourself of how to treat somebody else, it's just like, you know, we just have to have respect. And it's just a fun anthem of just like, you know.
That's good. Let's hear it.
Dot, dot, dot. That's the end of my sentence, I guess. My brain is like, you're done. Dot, dot, dot. You want to play it?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Well, I heard you say forever today. But honey, we're still in our honeymoon phase. Laughing, smiling, the sun is shining down. But when it starts raining, will you run for higher ground? If you can't hold me when I'm lonely, broken wings and a crooked halo. If you can't hold me and really show a safe place to lay my heart. You can't hold me like you're one and only, cause I'm not what you want me to be. Baby, move on, you're not what I want or need. And you'll never hold on to me. Now listen, you ain't seen my crazy yet. And I ain't seen your lazy, I bet. If you're selfish, jealous, I won't stick around. Now when the shower's off, and we come unwound, wound. If you can't hold me when I'm lonely, broken wings and a crooked halo. If you can't hold me and really show me you're a safe place to lay my heart. If you can't hold me like you're one and only, cause I'm not what you want me to be. Baby, move on, you're not what I want or need. And you'll never hold on to me. Baby, I ain't playing, I want this to work. But if things go south, I'm telling you now, I ain't getting back. If you can't hold me when I'm lonely, broken wings and a crooked halo. If you can't hold me and really show me you're a safe place to lay my heart. If you can't hold me like you're one and only, cause I'm not what you want me to be. Baby, move on, you're not what I want or need. They don't ever hold on to me.
She is one to watch. It's Jess Kelly Adams, our guest on the Songwriter Connection. Zach on guitar. Her mom is with us too.
That's right.
Yeah, definitely one to watch. What a talent. You know, I hear a little rock in your voice? Because you're from Ohio.
I am.
Not too far from the rock capital of the world.
Nope. Whenever we go in the studio, Dean says, think Bonnie Raitt goes country. So you hit it right there on the head.
How about that? That is perfect. Dean Sams, of course, from the supergroup Lone Star, is your mentor, your producer, and best friend. Great guy. And I bet you've learned so much from him over the years.
Oh, yeah. Every day I'm learning something new.
Every
from
day.
Him.
Yeah. Do you write nearly every day?
You know, being an independent artist.
And that's what I'll talk to you next about, being an indie artist.
Yeah. Well, being an independent artist, you know, I run the whole business. I book my own shows.
DIY all the way.
DIY all the way. Like, I even do, I had a song called Homemade I released almost a year ago now. Uh-huh. And it's called Homemade. And so I make homemade merch. Like, any chance
I can. Do you really?
I do.
Wow. Like, caps and hats and
Friendship bracelets. I use a string and I'll make friendship bracelets. And then I even have a charm on it that says Jess Kelly Adams. And,
oh, that's right.
Yeah. And I make magnets.
JKA, do you ever go by?
JKA. A lot of people say JKA. And I'm like, what's up?
I love it.
But I make magnets. So we were talking earlier about Grit with Grace Country. I made like this activity for people to do every day where there are grit words and then there are grace words. And each day you pick which grit word you are going to tackle along with which grace word. So
it's
being, you know, I'm going to be tenacious. I have this goal I want to get done today. And to do it, I'm going to be tenacious. But I'm going to be kind. You know, so
humble and kind.
That's it. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, so I make those two merch items, and then I also make my own content calendars and social media, all that stuff. So, do I try to write every day? Absolutely, but you know,
it's hard sometimes.
It is. You gotta do it all.
Yeah, you really do.
And
you
I love it. I'm not complaining at all when I say that. I really do love it.
I was doing administrative stuff when you guys knocked on the door today.
That's
registering
good.
Songs on BMI. You know, it's the little things you gotta take care of.
And it takes a long time. Like they're small, and you know, in the whole to-do list that you have, but each single thing could take up to 2 hours.
I gotta make a list of stuff, and that's what I do. I get up. What's on the list today? Oh, okay.
Yep.
But so indie artists, and you know, so let me ask you this, because I have talked to artists that say would never want a label. They can't imagine being tied into a record label because they do so well on their own. Mm. With not only, you don't make a lot of money streaming, but going out there and playing a lot of shows like you do.
Right.
And selling merch and things like that, you know, making a very good living and more, feeling that they'd be too tied down by a label. Do you shop? Are they shopping you for labels? Or what are your feelings on that? Is that something you'd want to do?
Absolutely. I would love to get signed one day and with the right deal, of course.
The right deal.
And I feel, you know, Luke Combs, I've heard, I don't know this, I've heard, you know, that so many labels wanted him, and he was really able to, you know, make the deal his, whatever he really wanted it to be. And, you know, and that just comes from working really hard on your story, your message, your branding. And, so that's what we're trying to do. We're hitting the road heavy and just making it to where I create such a buzz all on my own. You know, hopefully one day I can accomplish that and kind of do what Luke Combs did. From what I hear, Luke Combs did.
he built quite a following before it even
before
got to
he
that.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so do you keep a list of fans and things and fan letters and stuff like that?
Oh yeah, I'll get gifts, and I actually have like a memory box that I put. Mm-hmm. Like I just got this really sweet necklace sent to me yesterday. Oh. They're links, and it says something like on it, like, even though we're far apart, we're always linked at heart or something.
Oh.
It's the sweetest necklace. Wow. And so I'll wear it. And then, you know, if I have to take it off or something, you know, I put it in my memory box, and I just always keep things there.
That's so nice. That's so nice. So when you get out there, you're making new fans and you're building that audience.
I say my JKA fam.
Your JKA fam.
I know what it feels like to be left out of the crowd. And so my goal is to make everybody feel like they belong somewhere. And so I say we're a family.
I got you.
You can come to my Facebook, come to my Instagram. You know, I'll respond to every message, every comment. And, you know, just to make sure that, you know, we all, a part of this family, feel seen and heard and valued.
I love when artists have a name for their fan clubs and stuff. You know, like I can go all the way back to Barbara Mandrell. Was one of my first big interviews, and it was the Do Rights.
Jennifer Nettles, hers is the Nettleheads.
I love that.
So clever.
Yeah. My friend, folk artist, Shannon Address, it was Fans of Shanna.
Nice.
Something like that. So do you have a name like that for your fans? We got to come up with one if you don't.
I know. I have JKA Fam. I'm not really.
I like that.
You like it?
I do like that. Yeah.
Okay.
JKA Fam.
If anybody comes up with something better, please reach out, because I'm open ears.
Fam is close to fan. So, and they're more than just fans. They're your family.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I love it.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll keep it.
I vote for that. I vote for that one.
Is Dave approved?
That and $10 will get you coffee at Starbucks, right?
Like that. That's right.
Well, I love what you do, and I really think you're one to watch. You've got a tremendous voice, and I was hoping you maybe take us out with one more song.
Absolutely.
Is that good?
Yeah. You know, it's summertime, and this song is about to be released.
Yeah.
It's called This Water. It's just a fun one.
Awesome.
Here we go. Summer.
floating out here on the water. Is it just me or is it getting hotter? Maybe it's your blue eyes looking right into mine. So fine, feels like jumping, taking that leap on a rope swing. It might or might not be a good thing, but everything about this feels so right. This water's so deep, 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 but I'm down a right head and I'm going under with both feet. I don't wanna hold out any longer. I might never come up for air. Call me crazy, hey, I don't care. I'll either sink or swim, but I'm all in. This water's so deep. Oh, it's a good day, feeling all the feels coming our way. If you wanna move closer, it's okay. Baby, don't wait, let's get a little over our heads. Oh, then, this water's so deep, 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 but I'm down and right head and I'm going under with both feet. I don't wanna hold on any longer. I might never come up for air. Call me crazy, hey, I don't care. I'll either sink or swim, but I'm all in. This water's so deep. Hey, hey. Water's so deep, 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 but I'm down the right head and I'm going under with both feet. I don't wanna hold on any longer. I might never come up for air. Call me crazy, hey, I don't care. I'll either sink or swim, but I'm all in. This water's so deep. Baby, I'm all in. I'm gonna sink or swim in this water so deep.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Live around our Duncan Fife antique dining room table, JKA.
That's it.
Yes, Kelly Adams. Hey, count me as a member, a new member of the JKA.
Yay!
Fam. And hopefully we made a few more on this podcast
today. I hope so, too. I'm so happy.
I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
You are just amazing, girl. Great. You've got it all.
Oh, well, thank you, Dave. I really appreciate your time. And I hope we can do this again.
I do,
sooner than later.
Yeah. Let's do it. We will. We can plan on that.
We hope you enjoyed this intimate glimpse into the world of songwriting and found inspiration in the stories shared by our talented guests. Remember, the magic of music lies not only in the notes and chords, but in the emotions and experiences woven into every lyric. Until next time, keep listening, keep creating, and keep the melodies alive.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.